I'm Marcel and I'm from Croatia, Multimedia Institute. I will talk to you about how we get into the copyright issue and into the whole trend, which is now quite popular, and there is a big hype about that. And I think that our way to that was probably quite different than from many others. Because we started in 2001 as our main project and our public interface opening club, which is called MAMA, and it's in Zagreb. And then just at the beginning, we had something which we called open desks, open desk, open turntables. That was quite good DJ equipment in the club, and that was open for people to start to play if they are interested, and the other things. And quite quickly, we had big number of DJ newcomers, people who like to play their music, and just after 6 months, we had four people who had their own music and didn't really know what to do but playing that in MAMA regularly, week by week. So we were familiar with the free software movement, and we were attracted to that not really just because of technical, because in Multimedia Institute you could hardly find anyone really with the technical background, but mostly because of system of values and values which was presented by the free software movement. So we just proposed to those people that maybe we can publish that just like people are publishing free software, so that music could be. Because at that time that was completely electronic music, so we could find similarities in between developing and making electronic music and free software, because all of them were exchanging samples, exchanging good sounds and other things. So they, at that time, they just they agreed with that, because their first interest was to publish anything, because in Croatia, because it's quite small market, it's really hard to publish any music, and it's quite hard to make money on that, especially if it's not really like the mainstream music which is supported by the main players in that field. And in the meantime, just a second. Meantime, Ego Bubits became quite big in on the electronic scene, and I think Ego Bubits now is covering more than, I don't know, 70 or 80% of all of electronic music in Croatia. We have on our website, which is egobubits.net, which is shorter than Tamtam MI2. This is also published on our free software wiki clone called Tamtam. So there are more than 25 people now on Ego Bubits publishing music. More than 50 hours of free music, which you can download, copy, modify. Probably all of those things. You know, you wouldn't be here if you wouldn't. During the time, couple of people just became recognized by the mainstream media and mainstream music industry in Croatia. So I will just show you something which I think is quite unique. Just a second. Sorry. Just really beginning of the one video clip, which was it's quite big, and I couldn't download it and didn't find my on my hard disk. There's the video clip, or just a few seconds from that video clip, which was number one on our national TV top chart, the mainstream for last 15 years, like the you know, like the most mainstream as you can get. The others were quite good on top charts on our urban radio, Radio 101. Just recently, No Name No Fame, who's one of the artists on Ego Boo Beats, he got one of the main awards now for newcomers in Croatia. So more and more people are just coming to Ego Boo Beats, trying to be part of that. And what is interesting is that people who just started with the Ego Boo Beats, they at first just they really care just about publishing. So they didn't care if there is a copyright or not copyright, or if there is a freedom of exchange, whatever. They were just interested really in just showing off and having their music available to people. But just like you could find in the Floss research, which Rishab did, most of the people, especially people who just started with the Ego Boo Beats, now consider issue of copyright on the freedom of speech, expression, and the other things, just as important as just publishing, playing the music, and other things. I'll also show you just a little excerpt from video, because Ego Boo Beats not just.
Najbolji je završetak svakog objeda. Zato mu se većina ljudi, a ponajviše djeca, vesele. Često im je slatko jela nagrada za normalno pojedini obrok drugih jela, kojim i možda nije bio po volji. Pa nije ni čudo, jer slatka jela, naročite torti i kolači, ne privlače samo ukusom, već i vanjskim izgledom, a što je još važno, da su jela lako probavljiva. Kuhana slatka jela. Kuhana slatka jela mogu se pripremiti kuhanjem u vodenoj kuplji, kuhanjem u mlijeku i kuhanjem u vodi. Kuhana slatka jela treba odmah servirati, jer ako dulje stoje, nisu ni dobra ni tečna.
Okay, so yeah, it's also published under GNU GPL, and the good thing about this is that it's playing with some old book with recipes for food, so it's. Yeah, it's connected in a way of how different is, for example, making food and making software, and that in making food there is no really big fuss about patents or other things. She also made just a second. Put some music also. She also made another edition of the same idea. And this is in Croatian. It just shows you what do you need, just like recipe for food, what do you need for publishing this time music. So it says like one visual identity, the CDs and sticker and other things. So that's kind of the second edition of the same video. And that's what we try to show, that that it's easy to publish, it's easy to share and to exchange. And yeah, I also showed you just to inform you that even it's quite well known, Ego Boo Beats, just by publishing music. There is a whole scene behind Ego Boo Beats, which deals with VJing, video editing. There is also hypertext workshops, also Linux, Linux graphics, and other things. Yeah. Okay. Both videos are published on Live CD Linux distribution, so just after this presentation and discussion. You could just get it and see it see it on your own, just a second, sorry. Yeah, so when we started with that, it was just raising issue and trying to reach some visibility in Croatia, but not long after we just got that visibility, and when Ego Bubic artists just became well known enough in Croatia that they were playing, around. Another issue just came up. Yeah, I will just one more digression. We started the whole thing in 2002, early 2002, and we used GNU GPL as a more as a brand than as a really a license, you know, which can go on court or whatever, because we just wanted to connect it with the intention how to publish that. But then there were some legal issues in Croatia, which I will just now try to explain you. So when they were playing all around Croatia, most of the organizers had problems with collecting society in Croatia, which is quite strong, and they have quite weird behavior in Croatia. So that institution is called ZAMP, and it's for protection of authors, music rights, and other things. So they have monopoly on charging anyone. They can call police if they think that they are, that you are doing something which they don't like. There is no way of setting up any other collecting society in Croatia. There is no competition, or in the new law just from the September, because before there was no you could set up and then maybe try to do something, but just after September there is no way, because they say that for one particular rights you can have just one collecting society which will do that, and that society or that agency or whatever will be the one who has the biggest number of members. And the really funny thing is that you are a member of that association by default. If you are making music, you are a member of that association by law. So there is no way how you can set up another association which will have bigger number, because you need to have members which will explicitly say they don't want to be part of that ZAMP association. They need to sign a contract, and then you need to have bigger number of those kind of people, so to go with the whole thing. And the other thing is that in law there is no word about when that competition finished, you know, because everything is just prepared for ZAMP. And when you go just in the practice, especially if you are outside of Zagreb, which is capital of Croatia, then the same people who are charging organizers in cities around Croatia, they're also organizers of another music events, and the prices which they just on their own, which they just set up. I can show you. This is the official document with tariffs with prices. It's so high that no one really paying that, but they could charge you that price, but they won't if you will agree with them of how much you will pay them, you know, month by month. And if you are in competition with someone who's organizing, then you know how hard it is to agree with someone, you know, who's your competitor in the same business. And of course, I'm sure that it's the similar like everywhere. So, for example, if you wanna informally wanna sing some ancient songs which are not under copyright on some public place, and you want to do that for free, you need to pay at least 300 points, and points is half of kuna, so it's around 20 euros. So there is no way of gift economy in music because of that, because you can't really give any kind of a singing song gift to public, because they will just come and they will charge you. And in Croatia is not really just the word in law, but they are really doing that. So the same thing were happening with Ego Bubic artists also, because even they publish their music on the copyleft, they are not part of that SAMP association, and they are just not appropriate for protecting rights of Ego Bubic artists, because they have completely different approach to that. So Ego Bubic artists can't be zastupani, kako se kaže? Yeah, they can't be represented by such organization like ZAMP. But whoever is organizing Ego Bubic events needs to pay to ZAMP, because they are the only one who can do that. Or the other example of which we had problems is that just a few seconds, which I just show you of that video clip, which was the number one. When they came with that video clip on TV, national TV station, they told them that did they solve the problems with ZAMP. You know, so ZAMP is supposed to be representing and supporting and, you know, of music rights, but there are some problems which musicians need to solve with that association before they will, you know, they will play that video clip on national TV. And they said, no, you know, we are publishing things on the copyleft, and it's, you don't need to pay for that to ZAMP. And they were like, they were just looking at them as crazy people who are talking really some kind of encrypted bullshit or whatever. So they just said that, okay, we sold it, just pay to ZAMP and just play our video clip, you know. So there is no way, because they are so scared on national TV of that. They're just paying that year by year, and there is no any kind of discussion, any kind of questioning or whatever. It's just because of the power which that association has there. There is just TV, radio stations, and the others who are just under their, you know, big pressure. They're just doing that. So there is no way that you can do that. So because of that, we just went really paranoidly through our law, and we did some contracts which should be signed in between Ego Bubic or any other artists who are not part of the ZAMP association and the organizer. So this is unfortunately in creation. But if you go through that, then at some point even it has that serious semantics or serious syntax or whatever, it's also at the same time sounds quite ridiculously, because it's so many things you need to explicitly say that as a musician that you want to share your music. So you need to say by one article of the law that you will represent yourself on its own, not through the association, because you have that right. And then also that you are also representing yourself also not just as an author, but also as someone who's playing that. And then you need to say explicitly that you forbid anyone to represent you, and explicitly that exactly that ZAMP, because it's their name is also in the law, that you don't want them to represent you and to protect your rights. And that's not enough. There is also another document which organizer should send to the ZAMP if they don't wanna pay for someone who's sharing its own music, which is published as free, and they are and you know, you allow all of those free software kind of things to do. So they need to say like, yeah, ZAMP, we are sending you a list of the songs and the names of the authors and everything like that, And they explicitly said that they don't want you to represent you in this case. Many other things. And that was kind of, that's the only solution for some organizer in Croatia if they don't want to pay for someone for whom you don't need to pay because they don't want to protect their music that way. But no one till now really signed that contract because they're afraid of getting in trouble with some, because if you are doing that, then you can't agree with them and then they can charge you much more than anyone else. So you are in kind of really a strange trap. So this is the only way how to do that, and no one is really willing to do that. But many times people are just coming to EgoBubi because now it's quite well known that we are doing such a stuff. They're just coming and saying like, "Oh, we have some court case. We need to pay, a couple of thousand of euros because we didn't pay it." And that was like punk bands from whatever, hardcore bands, people who really don't care about ZAMP. But now we are just, stuck on court, and they can't continue their work if they don't pay it. Okay, so yeah, that's kind of situation in Croatia which we are dealing with, and just before I go to Creative Commons, I'll just show you that there is also some funny place. We have also GNU GPL, but it's not general public license, but Girl Power Lounge. And they also deal with trying to connect gender issues, women issues with sharing and, like connecting free software movement philosophy with some tradition of cyber feminism and other things. And for example, you could see them on Transmediale, Club Transmediale here in Berlin, that was in February. And for example, Zvuk Broda was playing at the opening of Transmediale. So on our new media scene, which I think that it's something which also tends to be here on Wizards of Oz, on Next 5 Minutes, Transmediale, I don't know, maybe a little bit Ars Electronica, they are quite well known, and in that way EgoBubi goes with the whole context, not just music, with good music, but also with the whole philosophy behind that. It goes further, and I'll show you how and why we were quite happy when we see that Creative Commons is just just happened, because we are not lawyers. But now we are probably, me and Tommy, we are far away from law. But now we are some kind of experts because we get into the reading laws and related things in Croatia. But we were really happy when we saw that Creative Commons doing really things which we just started with those little contracts which you need to sign and blah, blah, blah. So quite early, in early beginning, we did localization. Now it's just in the time of public discussion, so it will be officially launched, I don't know, in September, October. So we also deal and trying to do that, so trying to put free software things, free software philosophy in wider context, because we think that that could be a model for wider cultural production, intellectual creativity production, and those kind of things. So this is just an English part of one publishing project called GNU PAUK, but in English it's GNU Spectrum, which covers its collection of essays, some of ours and some of much more well-known people here, covering from some facts from GNU history to the architecture of innovation by Lessig, also putting that in the context of contemporary art, new media art, part of economy, and also some also placing that in context of critical theory and need to place the whole GNU movement or I know free software philosophy in that framework, and to try to critically think of that and place that way. So this is open for a couple of weeks from now. We got the permission from all of the authors, so all of texts are published under GNU GPL, except the text by Richard Stallman, because and that's also interesting thing about this book, because he didn't want his text to be modified by the others, because he thinks that it's quite, you know, well settled, and that that it could be just that it could be copied freely distributed and other things, but not modified. So it's like verbatim copy. But that's also opening some a new discussion about how the whole model is could be used in another areas of intellectual production. And it's open. It's wiki. It has comments on every page. So it's open for any discussion, any proposals, suggestions. And with that book, you'll have the CD, live CD Linux distribution, which will have the whole website. So whoever will contribute into this website, will have a chance to, you know, to get to the public. I mean, this is quite important, raising and thinking of context, but for us at the same time, the whole thing with that sample association, and in practice how really to do that with people who have some kind of interest is let's say as of same importance, like I don't know, like placing that in critical theory context. Thank you very much.